The first reading is reading from the book of Nehemiah. Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, which consisted of men, women, and those children old enough to understand. Standing at one end of the open place that was before the water gate, he read out of the book from daybreak till midday, in the presence of the men, the women, and those children old enough to understand. And all the people listened attentively to the book of the law. Ezra the scribe stood on a wooden platform that had been made for the occasion. He opened the scroll so that all the people might see it, for he was standing higher than any of the people. And as he opened it, all the people rose. Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people. Their hands raised high, answered, "Amen, amen." Then they bowed down and prostrated themselves before the Lord, their faces to the ground. Ezra read plainly from the book of the law of God, interpreting it so that all could understand what was read. Then Nehemiah, that is, His Excellency, and Ezra, the priest scribe, and the Levites, who were instructing the people, said to all the people, "Today is holy to the Lord, your God. Do not be sad and do not weep." For all the people were weeping, and all they heard the words of the law. He further said, "Go, eat rich foods and drink sweet drinks, and allot portions to those who had nothing prepared. For today is holy to the Lord. Do not be sad in this day, for rejoicing in the Lord must be your strength." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The decrees of the Lord is trustworthy, giving wisdom to the simple. Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The command of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eye. Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true, all of them just. Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. Let the words of my mouth and the thought of my heart find favor before you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. The second reading is a reading from the letter to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, as a body is one, though it has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also in Christ. For in one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free persons, and we were all given to drink of the one Spirit. Now the body is not a single part, but many. You are Christ's body, and individually parts of it. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Since many have undertaken to compile a narrative of the events that have been fulfilled among us, just as those who were eyewitnesses from the beginning and ministers of the Lord have handed them down to us, I too have decided, after investigating everything accurately anew, to write it down in an orderly sequence for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may realize the certainty of the teachings you have received. Jesus returned in Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So we see here the beginning of St. Luke and how Jesus comes and he sits in the synagogue and he reads, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." Now, what happens when the Spirit of the Lord is upon him? Because that same Spirit is upon you and upon me. So what does this mean? He has anointed me. We were anointed at baptism and confirmation. He has anointed me to do what? To bring glad tidings to the poor. Do I bring glad tidings to the poor? To proclaim liberty to captives. Do I proclaim liberty to captives? Recovery of sight to the blind. Do I help people see the truth of the gospel? To let the oppressed go free. Oh, this is something. We don't want to get political here. Absolutely not. But this has political implications. Jesus is making a political statement. And to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. Now, Jesus wants to set us all free. And one of the greatest freedoms we can have is the freedom to forget about ourselves and to be focused on helping others. That's what Jesus did. And if we have the same Spirit, that's what we will do. And we can tell when we have that Spirit, we go back to the book of Nehemiah, and it says what? Rejoicing in the Lord must be my strength. Am I a person of joy? I will be if I really surrender to the Spirit that was on Jesus and it's on me, inside of me. When I too start doing and surrendering to that Spirit, that I too may bring glad tidings to the poor, proclaim liberty to captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable. Let's do all this. In Jesus' name and by the power of the Holy Spirit, may each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.